Thank you all. Please be seated. Siéntese. Bienvenidos. Thank you for coming. Welcome to El Jardín de las Rosas. It's a great place to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. As a matter of fact, I've been looking forward to celebrating this so much that we decided to have it on Cuatro de Mayo. Thanks for coming. Welcome. I'm honored to celebrate this important holiday with you all. On Cinco de Mayo, we remember our close friendship with Mexico, and we honor and remember the many contributions Mexican Americans have made to our nation. I'm sorry Laura couldn't be here. She's coming back from having camped out in a national park with high school classmates. I am honored to be here with the Attorney General of the United States, mi amigo Alberto Gonzalez. Y también the Secretary of Commerce, Carlos Gutierrez, y su esposa, Edie. I'm glad to be here with Dr. Emilio Gonzalez, Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services and Gloria. I appreciate my friend Emilio Esteban for arranging this entertainment here in the Rose Garden. I welcome the Ambassador to Mexico, Arturo. Bienvenidos. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for coming. As you can see, I'm standing up here with a mariachi band, initially from Monterrey, Mexico, Los Hermanos Mora Arriaga. Welcome. Hey. Brothers and sisters, I think you told me you had 13 brothers? 15 brothers and sisters. We believe in family values. I want to thank those who wear the uniform of the United States. Thank you for serving. Cinco de Mayo celebrates a great Mexican victory at the Battle of Puebla. On May 5th, 1862, an outnumbered band of Mexican soldiers held their ground against a professional European army. They triumphed against overwhelming odds. The victory inspired Mexican patriots in their heroic fight for liberty and for democracy. Cinco de Mayo is a joyful day in Mexican history, and it's an important milestone in the history of freedom. People of the United States are proud to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with our Mexican neighbors. Our two countries continue to stand for the principles that the Mexican army defended at Puebla. We believe that democracy represents the true will of people. We believe that freedom is God's gift to every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth. And we believe that both our nations have a responsibility to share the blessings of liberty. The United States and Mexico are bound by strong family ties. Mexican Americans have enriched our culture by sharing their musical and artistic talents. They've strengthened our economy by opening new businesses and expanding trade. And they have made our nation more hopeful by leading lives of faith and family. Mexican Americans have also defended the United States by wearing our nation's uniform. Today, Mexican Americans in uniform answer the call to advance the cause of liberty. And this nation is really grateful for your service and your sacrifice. The patriotism of Mexican Americans reminds us that one of our greatest strengths is the character and diversity of our nation's immigrants. Immigration has made our land a great melting pot of talent and ideas. It has made America a beacon of hope for people in search of a better life. In Washington, we're now in the midst of an important discussion about immigration. Our current immigration system is in need of reform It is not working. We need a system where our laws are respected. We need a system that meets the needs of our economy. And we need a system that treats people with dignity and helps newcomers assimilate into our society. We must address all elements of this problem together, or none of them will be solved at all. We must do it in a way that learns from the mistakes that caused previous reforms to fail. I support comprehensive immigration reform that will allow us to secure our borders and enforce our laws, to keep us competitive in the global economy, and to resolve the status of those already here without amnesty and without animosity. Comprehensive immigration reform is a vital goal for our nation, and it is a matter of deep conviction for me. I will continue to work closely with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to build a consensus for reform so Congress can pass and I can sign a comprehensive immigration bill into law este año. The United States and Mexico share a great border, and we share a hopeful future. Tomorrow, people on both sides of that border will celebrate freedom and the courage of all who defend it. I wish you a happy Cinco de Mayo. Quiero los bendiga a los Estados Unidos y también México. And now, los hermanos Mora Arriaga.
Se necesita una poca de gracia. Hay una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Y arriba,
Mora Arriaga.
Ay, arriba, y arriba, y arriba iré. fortissere, fortissere. Ba ba bam ba, bam bam ba di da bam ba. Ah 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 ah. We're shaking a baby now.
Shaking a baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on now.
¿Te llamas? Vamos a adelantar su sombrero, por favorcito, porque ella tiene que cantar con su sombrero. ¿Cómo te llamas, mi amor?
Yo me llamo Anélica Mora Arriaga. Y ese lunar que tiene, cielo la boca. Los celos de San Nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca.
No! gracias. Público maravilloso. Thank you, wonderful audience. Gracias, señor presidente. Tu casa está muy, muy bonita.
Muchas gracias por darnos la oportunidad, Emilio, de estar aquí con nuestro presidente. Muy fuerte. Gracias a todos. God bless you.
¡Que viva el 5 de mayo!
Regalarle Texas y Monterrey, o sea, de donde usted es el presidente, is very near Texas, ¿verdad? From Monterrey, we want to. Le queremos regalar, ¡vamos! ¡Vamos!
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Remind me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh lady, lady, oh 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 lady, oh
Yes.